The second technique that I want to share with you tonight is called visualization. And visualization and seeding are brother and sister to one another. They are two sides of the same coin. And in visualization, what you do is visualization is using your imagination. There's your imagination again. It's using your imagination to see something in your mind that hasn't yet happened. It's projecting in the inner world what you want to see happen to you in the outer world. So whatever it is that you want to see happen to you in the outer world, what you do using the visualization technique is you make mental images and you see it as if it is happening to you. For example, group of college students that were divided into three groups, tested for the skill at throwing the basketball at the basket, results recorded, and then what they did is they had the first group come in and practice every day for a half hour throwing the ball at the hoop. The second group engaged in no practice, and the third group did a very different practice. What they did is they came into the gym and just mentally imagined that they were throwing the ball and mentally imagined that they were scoring. Now, why were they doing that? Well, if a farmer wants a crop of corn, he sows corn seeds. So they wanted to get better at throwing and scoring. So what they did is they mentally imagined, they visualized themselves throwing the ball, and they visualized themselves scoring. After a month, they brought them back again, and the first group that practiced every day for real showed an over 25% improvement in the score. The second group, which did no practice, showed no improvement. And the third group, which practiced only in their mind, improved equally as much as the group that practiced for real. And once it imprinted into the subconscious attracts the people, the circumstances, the events that matches the images that are vibrating within you. And so the subconscious then knew how to throw the ball, even though they'd never practiced it. You know you've got problems if you can't even do that. You know, like standing there and going, missed, missed, missed. But you know something? We practice missing in our mind all the time. And you know what? It works. So what visualization is visualization is using your imagination to imagine, and you're working with pictures now, you're working with images. Seeding is the feeling of having it. Visualization is the images of having it. For example, let's say that you want to be more confident, that you sort of lack confidence and you'd really like to be a confident individual. What would you do? Well, using the visualization technique, what you would do is you would visualize yourself as being a confident person. You would see yourself maybe at work taking on projects that normally you'd be afraid to try and handling them easy, effortlessly, talking to superiors, talking to your fellow workers, doing all kinds of things with confidence, and your boss and friends coming up and saying, gee, you're so different, you're so much more confident. You would imagine yourself achieving all these things, doing all these things as the confident person. Living it in your mind, not in your outer reality, living it in your mind as if it's really happening to you. And maybe perhaps seeing yourself other times in a social gathering, you know, maybe a group of total strangers, and there you are going up to people, introducing yourself, chatting them up, having a great time, something you would never do. But the confident you does it easy, does it effortlessly. And what you do is you visualize it and live it in your mind, as if it is really happening to you now. And you see it. And sometimes people like to visualize it as if they're seeing it through their eyes, so that you're seeing other people and not yourself. Some people like to, as if you're looking at a movie and you're seeing yourself in the movie. It doesn't matter. Both are good. And also, it doesn't have to be the exact same scene repeating over and over and over again, as long as the theme is confidence. The theme is repeated. But the mind likes variety. Sometimes you see yourself doing this, sometimes doing that, sometimes talking this, so, you know, and combinations of it. So what you do is you visualize very clearly seeing and experiencing yourself being confident and all the things that happen to you as a result of being the new confident you. One time in a course had a woman who had a small shop. She wanted to drastically improve the number of sales that she had making in any given week in her shop. So what she did is she started visualizing all these people coming through her shop. And you know what happened is, as a result of consistently visualizing this, that's exactly what started happening. But there was one problem. They weren't buying. Because she forgot to include in her visualization that they actually were buying. She just saw them coming through the shop. So she started to include visualizing them buying, and that's when it started to happen. Let's say that you're a salesperson and you want to double the amount of sales that you make in any given month. What would you do? Well, if a farmer wants a crop of corn, you know what's going to happen is after this course, you're going to be in situations, you're going to say, what am I going to do? And you're going to hear John Kehoe's voice going, if a farmer wants a crop of corn. Oh, yeah, right, okay, well, I guess I'll do that then. So if you want to double the amount of sales that you have in any given month, using the visualization technique, what you would do is that's what you would visualize. You would see yourself out on your sales calls, having the perfect answers, people responding to you, you selling way more than you usually do, your sales manager being ecstatic, the money coming in. You would live it in your mind as if it is really happening to you now. And put into the visualization whatever characteristics are necessary. Maybe it's discipline, maybe it's talent, maybe it's courage, maybe it's confidence. Include that in your visualization and make it as real as if it is really happening to you now. So that in your mind, you almost believe it as if it's really happening to you now. It's sort of like when you go to a movie. When you go to a movie and you're watching a good movie, I mean, you know that these are actors, they are actresses, you know, this is dialogue, they shoot the scenes many times, they pick the right one, they rehearse it, you know, they shoot maybe, you know, 50, 100 hours, and then the editor gets it and he edits it down and they add music to it, and it's a movie. I mean, you know that. But if it's a good movie, you're not thinking that. I mean, you're not thinking like, oh, wow, look at the way they lit that scene. I mean, you're not thinking that. Or oh, wow, you know, whoever picked that actor is great. Who did the scripting on it? I mean, you're not thinking that. You're just lost in the movie, lost in it. It's real. You suspend disbelief. And that's what you want to do in your visualization. Is when you're doing it, of course, part of you is going to be saying, this is not real. You know, the great trickster going, nattering at you. What are you doing? Wasting your time. This is real. You fantasize as if it's going to make any difference. What are you doing? You know, the great trickster's there. And by the way, the great trickster's not going to go away. It's just we're going to know it's there. And we're going to recognize it. And we are going to be stronger than it. And we're going to say, that's right, great trickster, it's not real in the outer world, but it's real in the inner world. Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that. And any thought that is tended and nourished and cultivated will produce in the outer world. So we know that. We understand that in mind powers. So what we do in the visualization is you lose yourself in the image, totally losing yourself in it, and you make it real. And you're kind of going through the motions with it, and then there's maybe 20 seconds where it is real. You know, it really is. You've lost yourself in it. And then that's what you do. And every time that you create the image in your mind, it becomes more powerful and more real. And don't expect that you're necessarily going to get these perfect 3D, technologically colored pictures, you know, that are TV, movie, image perfect. What's going to happen is it's going to be hazy, it's going to fade in and out, you're going to get little snatches of it here and there. That's okay. Because every time that you build up those images, they will become more real. Every time that you build up the images, they become stronger and more potent. Now, there's two conditions to successful visualization. The first condition is that whatever you visualize in your mind, you always visualize it as if it's happening now. As if it's happening now to you. It's not a future event. It's something that's happening now. You live it in your mind as if it's real now. And the second is that it must be visualized regularly. It must be visualized each and every day. The power of persistence cannot be overemphasized when it comes to mind powers. You must persist in it. Now, when you do your seeding and visualization techniques, before you do them, it's a good idea to relax your mind, because the mind will take images much easier when it's relaxed and calm rather than racing at 100 miles an hour. So I'm going to give you two very simple methods of relaxing your mind. And you can do either one or the other or both, but to spend a couple minutes prior to doing your seeding and visualization techniques to relax your mind. The first method is a very simple one, and that's just to repeat to yourself for a minute or two, I feel calm and relaxed, I feel calm and relaxed, I feel calm and relaxed. And you just repeat that to yourself for a couple minutes, that you feel calm and relaxed. That in itself will relax the mind. The second way of relaxing the mind is through deep breathing. And what you do is you do a couple minutes of deep breathing. Everyone, for example, take a breath right in now. We'll do it together. Big breath in, and you hold it in, and then exhale. Again, another deep breath, holding it in, and hold it in longer than you usually do, for a couple beats longer, and then release it. One more time, nice deep breath, taking it in, holding it a little long, and if you've got any stress or tension, you can just let it go on the exhale, like, oh, oof, oof, you know, kind of sending it out in the exhale. Now, here's something really incredible. And that is that our thoughts are attached to our breath. In some strange way, there is an attachment. And yoga has known that for thousands of years, how the breath and thoughts are related to one another. And that when you slow the breath, you slow the thoughts. And that's why when anybody is stressed out or going through anxiety or really traumatized, you quite often get them doing deep breathing. And the reason that you get them doing deep breathing is that the breathing slows the mind. So if you're all worked up about something, go into some deep breathing for a couple minutes, and it will slow the thoughts. So what you do is you want to do one or the other or combination, but to spend a couple minutes relaxing the mind prior to doing the seating and visualization techniques. Now, call it magical, call it mysterious, call it supernatural. Does not matter what you call it. Just come in to a very deep and conscious realization that your power to think thoughts is your power to create your life. Your power to think thoughts is the power to take control of your life. That the power to think thoughts is the greatest power that you have ever been given. But you only recognize that when you can cease reacting constantly to the outer world. We have to begin thinking in our consciousness independently and beyond what our outer reality is suggesting. We're living simultaneously in two worlds. We can put into the inner world, we can put into the consciousness anything we choose. And when we do it in the ways of mind powers and in the ways of seeding and visualization, not hoping, not wishing, not daydreaming, but seeding and visualizing, then we have the methods by which we can begin to imprint into the subconscious. So we're going to have fun with this. And with that, I shall assign our experiment for the week.